12:23. Let's kick off Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the All Things Edible show, heard every Sunday at this time. Our Food Time show this week is sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant, GreekIslands.net. And today we focus in for Valentine's Day. Well, I would argue one of the most unpleasant days to go out for dinner. Same thing with New Year's Eve. I would argue not the greatest day to go out, because everybody's going out and it's crowded, and the restaurant staffs are pressed to the max. Not the best choice, but still, a lot of you want to do something special for Valentine's Day. Wow, here's me throwing a bucket of cold water on our topic that we're about to talk about. Where are the most romantic restaurants in the Chicago area? Maybe I just haven't found them yet. That's why I'm in such need of our next guest, who is Morgan Olson, the editor-in-chief of Time Out Chicago. Welcome to my anti-Valentine's Day rant.
Thank you. That's I would have had some other restaurants planned if I knew. We could have gone a totally different direction.
Well, no, I mean, I want to find a nice experience for people. But when I've gone out for Valentine's Day, it's so crowded. And it's never. I never leave the busy restaurant days of the year going, wow, that was a great experience. It's always crowded. The food is never really as good as you would normally get it at these restaurants because they're so busy. Mm-hmm. But you got to keep trying every year, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Uncle D.
The good thing about Valentine's Day this year, being on Thursday, is that you really could go out earlier in the week, save it for the weekend. You could have gone out this past weekend. But try to spread it out. There's also Restaurant Week, which is still going on until Tuesday, I believe, the 12th.
Right. So they extended it because
you could kind of take advantage of that and do a Valentine's Day Restaurant Week situation. Yeah. But I totally recommend going out any other day of the week besides Valentine's Day.
Yeah, okay, so you're kind of tracking with me on that. And you're right, because Valentine's Day will be on Thursday. You've got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when places are not going to be as busy, or go next weekend. Make it after. It doesn't have to be on, because every day should be Valentine's
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
To you and your special person in your life. What makes a restaurant a great romantic restaurant?
So I look at two factors. One, the environment and the design. I think that right now there's especially some really nice design happening in Chicago restaurants, whether it's the artwork or the cool, secluded little leather booths or, you know, velvet bar stools. Those are the kind of details that I look for when I think about a really romantic restaurant. Also, lighting always helps.
Right.
Dim lighting, real candles at the table. You know, those are the kinds of things that I look for. I also consider service to be a factor when I'm looking for a romantic restaurant. There's nothing worse than going somewhere and having really subpar service and it kind of ruining the experience for you and your date. And then, of course, food. I think we're, you know, so many restaurants are doing the shareable plates thing now. I think pretty much everywhere you go these days, it's like, well, we recommend you order as a table. Which plays really nicely into date night, because you can share with your date, you know, try a lot of things. So those are the main factors that I look for. But design is huge for me now.
And I mean, I guess, you know, what's romantic to one person, you know, may not be, or to somebody else.
Absolutely.
But I tend to like all of those things that you're talking about. But I know people who like to go to busy, you know, kind of frantic settings where it's almost, you know, these restaurants where you feel like you're in a club someplace. The music is so loud.
Totally.
And it's, you know, some people love that.
Yeah.
And for me, that's about the least romantic setting there could possibly be, where you're shouting at each other, trying to be heard over music and drum beats that are playing in the background.
Totally. I feel like that's a huge part of it is noise and sound. You know, if you're early in your dating life with someone, it might be best to go somewhere loud where you don't have to totally rely on conversation.
Yeah, some distractions.
Where you want a show going on, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I prefer something a little bit more quiet, something where you can hear your partner or your date talking, I think is really ideal.
Okay, so we'll get into some specifics in a minute. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll update news, and then we'll come back with some specific suggestions. And I also want to open up the phone lines for your suggestions out there of restaurants that you think where you go for Valentine's Day, places that you love to go for Valentine's Day that have done a great job. And, you know, tell us why. 312-981-7200. Whenever we talk food, we've always got some nice gifts to give away. And we've got some tickets to give away to see the Mel Brooks musical, The Producers. It's opening now, that's playing now at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, so we're going to give away some tickets to that. We've got some gift certificates and things to give away as well. 312-981-7200. Back in a second.
Love American style, truer than the red, white, and blue.
I couldn't have guessed that that was about to happen.
I was thinking the same thing.
Never. I'm so predictable. Sickening.
There's those trumpets.
Morgan Olson is the editor-in-chief of Time Out Chicago. Keeps track on how you can amuse yourself in many ways in Chicago and the suburbs. And today we're talking about most romantic restaurants. We've got some interesting questions on the phone, interesting questions in the text. But let's get to your list, Morgan, that you all put out. What are some of your top choices for most romantic restaurants in Chicago?
Yeah, so one of my favorite romantic restaurants is over in West Loop. It's called Elska, and it's owned by husband and wife, David and Anna Posey. So that already kind of sets the tone for, you know, it being a romantic spot. Wow. There's a lot of restaurants in Chicago that are owned by husband and wife. But Elska translates to love in Danish, and it's this beautiful, lovely restaurant, huge open kitchen. It's got this great fireplace on the patio outside. So even in the winter, they have the fireplace going and you can see it from the windows of the restaurant. They've got a special Valentine's Day menu. It's a little pricey. It's definitely my splurge item. So if you're celebrating something fancy, they've got a $100 prefix menu. But you can also order a la carte. You could also just go and sit at the bar and have a couple of drinks.
What kind of food do you serve?
So it's kind of like Scandinavian-inspired American cuisine, if I had to sum it up. But some really, really great bites on the menu. Anna handles all of the desserts. She's got a stunning meringue on the menu right now. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite couple-owned restaurants
in
Chicago.
And where is that located again?
So that's over in the West Loop, the west side of West Loop.
Okay. And Belmore is another that you really like.
Yeah. So Belmore is one that even if they didn't serve food in their restaurant, which, you know, obviously they do, I would still consider it one of the sexiest places in Chicago. They've got a beautiful bar. They have this really cool artwork, great lighting situation. And of course, obviously, they do have food. The menu is filled with a lot of seasonal fare. So they've got a great venison tartare, Icelandic cod with Spanish prawns, just really delicious stuff. But again, the bar is also beautiful. I think one of the more beautiful bars in the city. And they do phenomenal cocktails there. So you could always just go grab a seat, do drinks before, and then head somewhere a bit more casual for dinner if you wanted to save a little too.
Okay, and Belmore, again, is located?
That one is also in the West Loop.
West Loop, okay. That's a lot of great restaurants in the West Loop.
Easy, truly.
Easy to choose. You've also got some suburban locations, which I love.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of our listeners are out that way. For example, in Arlington Heights, what is Passero?
Passero. So, yeah, it's not to be confused with Passerota, which is in Chicago proper. Passero is an Italian-American joint that's really got a spotlight on local ingredients and sourcing from Midwestern farms. So they've got lots of shareable dishes like an arancini, a cheesy garlic pull-apart bread, which I'm just like, those words are music to my
ears.
Those
are the most beautiful words in the English language.
Truly.
When put together. Yeah.
They've also got, you know, fresh handmade pastas. And it's just really, I would describe it as clean, cute, and modern. Yes. Really quaint little restaurant, but super, I mean, just really cute for date night.
Yeah. And it's the address is 5 West Campbell Street in Arlington Heights. And I think that's in like that very quaint downtown Arlington Heights area where there's lots to do and a little strolling and bars and things like that, so you can sort of make an evening of it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul, who is in Evanston. Hi, you are on WGN.
Thanks, Dean. I always like listening to you and your show and your dining segment. So a couple of recommendations that I know have stood the test of time, which I think is a good sign in and of itself. One of them is North Pond Cafe in Lincoln Park, which actually overlooks the water and that whole area. The view is incredible, but the food has also always been great with creative American cuisine and fresh seasonal ingredients. And I know they're still very much alive and kicking and doing well. And the other one, which I know stood the test of time, which has been kind of a long-standing tradition and favorite, is Geha's for fondue.
We were just talking about that during the break about Geha's Cafe, the fondue. They call themselves Chicago's most romantic restaurant. It's the fondue restaurant in Chicago. And you know me, what's more romantic than a little vat of scalding hot oil in front of you and your loved one for a dinner,
complimented by the flamenco guitar music?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. What's your take on Geha's, Morgan?
I think it is. If you are looking for a classic, old school Valentine's Day experience and you really want to lean into it, it's perfect. I mean, I was saying to Dean earlier, no one is doing a dedicated fondue restaurant anymore in Chicago. So it's one of those things you have to experience.
Good choices, Paul. We appreciate that. If you'll hang on for a second, I want to get you a pair of tickets to go see the producers at the Paramount in Aurora, if that's all right.
Oh, thanks so much, Dean. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling in. And let's go to Carrie in Sycamore. You are on WGN. Hello.
Hey, Dean. I'm good. So what I'm going to tell you doesn't sound exciting because everybody knows about it, but I do it a little bit differently. My wife and I, and even if I have visitors who aren't familiar with the city, the signature room at the 95th, I never eat in the restaurant, but they have a huge bar one floor above.
Okay.
And you can you use the same private elevator. You can just go for a drink, and they have really good desserts, and they even have a bar menu. And so what my wife and I usually do, and it's very romantic, obviously, on a clear night, you can see they have panoramic windows, just like, you know, the observatory deck there. And so you can just go get a drink and dessert and save yourself some money. So my wife and I usually do is just go, you know, someplace else for dinner, wherever we want, and then go there for, you know, a nightcap. And it's save yourself some money, but you still get the experience, and it's really neat. But not a lot of people know you can do that.
That's
you don't
a good
need a
idea.
Reservation.
Yeah.
You don't need a reservation. You don't need to. You can come as you are. I mean, you know, you don't have to get all dressed up to
Super
the nines.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there is McDonald's right down the street from there, so
yes,
you go get
there
a quarter pounder. Stuff yourself with hot apple pie, and then
that's right.
Go over to the 90. I guess it would be the 96th floor over there.
It is 96. Yeah, the bar is the 96. Exactly.
Yeah, that is a really good idea.
I left the cat out of the bag. Now, next time I go, it's gonna be packed because it's
right. Yeah, you just spoiled your own little secret there, my friend.
That's right.
Hang on for a second. There's also a Lou Malnati's right down the street from there. I'm gonna send you a gift certificate for Lou Malnati's.
That would be awesome.
All right, you're welcome. Hang on for a quick second. Some of the text questions and comments coming in. Here's somebody saying that they love Pesaro, the restaurant in Arlington Heights that you were talking about. Here's another one that says, try Via Roma, Italian restaurant in Des Plaines for Valentine's Day. Have you ever? I've never been.
I have
either.
Not, no, but I love Italian for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I think it's a very kind of sensuous choice, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Here is 773 area code. Says, Dean, love your show. As a gay man, any choices for me and my partner? So I can see where that could be awkward in some cases, although it probably has changed a lot.
Yeah.
And it's probably a lot more accepting now, but I could see where that might be a problem and why somebody would want to know where's some place to go for he and his partner that's a gay-friendly environment.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think anything on this list is absolutely going to be LGBTQ-friendly. But one of my favorite restaurants in Boys Town is Home Bistro. It's an older spot. It's been around for forever. And it's actually BYOB friendly.
Oh, nice.
So you can get an awesome dinner there. Really, like, you know, again, local, seasonal. I think it's New American fare. But bring a bottle of wine. I mean, you save yourself so much money.
All kinds of money, yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking during the break. We were talking about DiNotto's restaurant. Mm-hmm. On now it's on Well Street. They have a new location that's on Well Street. I have said that they make the greatest lasagna in the history of lasagna.
Ooh,
there.
Yum.
It is delicious. But they have lots of different Italian items on their menu. But they also have one of these, you know, wood fire iron ovens from Naples, and they make incredible pizzas there as well.
That would
be a great.
And honestly,
also,
I feel like a pizza oven really sets the mood. I know it's kind of like, you know, it's for making food, but it kind of doubles as a fireplace. I like that.
Here is someone texting in. I've been devastated ever since the restaurant Sabatino's closed.
Oh, I was just thinking about
Park.
Sabatino's because, you know, coming around with the live music,
right.
The baked Alaska, I mean. The
tableside baked Alaska.
Oh.
And I've been saying I'm taking nominees right now to be my new Sabatino's.
Please let me know what you find because I'm devastated
too.
Yeah,
here's somebody texting in. St. Charles Place in Geneva could be your stop to replace Sabatino's. It's like an old-time supper club.
Mm.
That's what I love. Someone texting in, fondue is also at the Melting Pot in Naperville and also in Downers Grove.
Very true.
Those of you looking for that. Here is Marty in Norwich. You're on WGN.
Yeah, I was thinking of a couple of places in Chicago, but you mentioned it. But so then the other ones I was thinking was if you're in the suburbs, like West Suburbs, Naperville, you want a nice little quiet spot for drinks initially. It's called Norcutt Liquorette. It's next to Empire, which is, you know, big typical bar. That's a nice little quiet little spot.
What's the restaurant called? Norcutt, you said?
Northcutt, yeah.
Oh, Northcutt. Northcutt, okay.
Yeah, it's actually next to the Empire, which is a restaurant bar.
Got it.
And it's a speakeasy type thing.
Oh, nice.
Small plate. Really, you know, seating is very comfortable. And, you know, you could be just two, or you could be, if you have a couples going out, you could have, you know, seats four or six.
I like the speakeasy / gangster tie-in to Valentine's Day for the Chicago Valentine's Day Massacre lovers in you out there.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good spot. And there's another one down the street. It's called Santo Cielo. It's a restaurant, but it's got a nice view of the river, downtown Naperville.
Yeah.
If you get a table by the window, you can literally just be looking out into the river. And all the lights of downtown Naperville. It's really, you know, really quiet. That's not quiet, but it's very romantic.
Yeah. Those are some excellent choices. Marty, hang on for a second. I'm going to send you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate also. Here's another texter. And this has become like a big Valentine's Day thing in Chicago. 630 area code reminding us White Castles has an awesome Valentine's Day special. They put down tablecloth and you get paper plates. Very romantic. Hold the onions, it says. It's a good choice for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
Fun choice. Something different.
Absolutely.
Here is Chris in Oak Brook. You're on WGN.
Oh, I just had a suggestion for a place.
Yeah.
A romantic place. I'm sure your guest there heard of it. Gilt Bar, GILT.
Oh,
and River North.
That's a really good one.
Not the upstairs. I prefer to go downstairs. It has a speakeasy feel to it. It's kind of like a library down there. And it's like a throwback to the old days where you have the big band music playing, velvet dining chairs, leather Chesterfield, stuff like, you know.
I like places nice like that. I like those. I love old school restaurants like that. That would be right down my alley.
Yeah, you love this place.
Gilt Bar. I've never been. I know it's been open for a long time, but
it's on Kinsey near Franklin.
Yeah, drive by it all. I see it all the time. I drive by it all the time. I've never stopped, but I'm going to check it out. Hey, I'm going to get you. Say again.
Definitely go downstairs in the basement. That's where you're going to have that old-time feel.
Yeah, that's where they usually send me anyway for some reason. I don't know why. A pair of tickets to see the Producers at the Paramount. That's playing there through March 17th for you, not too far from Oak Brook. If you'll hold on for a second, we'll take care of that. Someone texting in and saying, what was that place that you said has the best lasagna? DiNotto's is what I was talking about. DiNotto, apostrophe S, DiNotto's. It's a veal, ground veal lasagna, homemade pasta, homemade sauce. It's not super cheesy. It's light and filling and so tasty. It's my favorite lasagna of any place in Chicago, DiNotto's. Can't recommend them enough. A quick break, and we'll come back and wrap it up with more from Morgan Olson from Time Out Chicago. Your favorite romantic restaurants for Valentine's Day on WGN.